Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, Etc. And I'm back with Brenda Titus, and we're going to answer some more questions, bring on some other hypnosis topics. Hey, if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video is additional topics, additional videos, links, text, and graphics that just make this doggone video a lot more valuable to you. And hey, if you're watching this anywhere else, go to calbanyan.com and, you know, get the whole thing and become a VIP member. VIP members instantly get a list of all the podcasts by title, and you can just zoom down one page of over 350 podcasts and just search by topic and stuff like that. And it's like a video encyclopedia of everything hypnosis. All right, let me do a couple clicks here on the old monitor here. Let me tell you, I'm so honored to have almost every week a co-host, Brenda, Celeste. In the past it was Elrod, and now I bring to you Brenda Titus. Let me tell you about Brenda. Nobody is more enthusiastic about our profession than Brenda. Brenda comes from a background where she's got regular type college education. She's got a bachelor's degree and an MA, and she's used that, especially the Master of Arts degree in Criminology and Sociology, the bachelor's degree, to help in rape crisis centers. She's been a talk therapist, and now she's totally switched over to hypnosis, and she's just thrilled to do it. Now, let me tell you one last thing about Brenda. Not only is she 100% out there supporting her clients who love her, but she's also constantly supporting, I mean, from day one, even when she was brand new in the profession, she was online and in classes helping and supporting other hypnotists. So she's probably one of the most, I don't know, what's the word? Not gracious, but she just wants to give back. Even before she was getting anything herself, she was giving back to the profession. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me back. And I am definitely always pleased to be able to come here on the podcast and be able to help out. Or last couple weeks I was here in class or being online and helping people. I just really, it's a joy to be a part of raising this profession. And I always learn from giving back as well. So I'm happy to be here today. So let me tell you all a little bit about Cal. Cal came to hypnosis. Actually, also he was a talk therapist for quite a while in his early years, and then he switched over and began the Banyan Hypnosis Center back in Minnesota quite a few years ago, and he developed the hypnosis center model, had other therapists there working in his center. Now that he's out in California, I am very pleased to be a hypnotherapist who works here at the Banyan Hypnosis Center myself, running my practice and working with the five-path hypnotherapy process that Cal developed. And gotta tell you, you know what, every day I just work with five-path and working with my clients. It's an amazing process. I always know I have a goal with my clients. I'm able to work them through their goals and really make great change in people's lives and guide them through that change. And it's very much an honor to be here and work with people through that process. And I love being here because, you know, Cal brings all of his grads. You know, there's a reason that I want to give back, and it's because Cal provides these formats for us all to be able to have community with one another on the Facebook group or through Yahoo groups and through this podcast. And it's just a great place to be here every day. So I am here to talk to Cal a little bit about some hypnosis questions. Sound good, Cal?
Hey, sounds good. I'm going to get in a quick little bit of information, and then we're going to roll with that.
Yes.
All right. So, hey, everybody, you want to be in class? I'm going to have Brenda talk a little bit about what it was like GTAing, being a graduate teaching assistant in class, and here in a few moments. But just real quick, the NGH-approved Banyan Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy Certification Super Course, the next three are scheduled for January 27th. And starts on January 27th, runs through February 7th. Next one is July 14th through the 25th. And the one after that is October 13th through the 24th. And of course, those are all in 2014. If you're watching this, one or two or 3 years or 10 years down the road, you can always go to calbanyan.com. We'll have the training schedule up there and all the latest and greatest information. Also, I've got the Week of Power. These are for you folks who are already certified. You want to move yourself up to the next level of confidence and competence in the profession. And the Week of Power is May 4th. To the 10th, that's 7 days, hence the Week of Power name, 2014. Geez, I'm doing a lot of training next year. And it's good, we have a good time, don't we, Brenda?
We do, actually. You know what, this is such a great training facility. Half of the Banyan Hypnosis Center is designated, as far as, you know, I kind of think of it as for that training room, and it's a very comfortable environment. Cal brings a lot of amazing energy to his work every day, and they are long days, but they are definitely fulfilling because the students come in and they just learn, you know, they learn 5-path, they learn 7th path self-hypnosis. Part of the whole process is learning by doing self-hypnosis, and it's just an incredible couple of weeks, a lot of great energy, and especially, you know, Cal mentioned, I will come in and assist with observing people, because when you come to this center, the Banyan Hypnosis Center, you do 2 hours every day of practice. And I remember thinking before I came, oh, what do you mean practice? And I'm so glad that we did, because we got very comfortable with doing some of the work, practicing your inductions, practicing a little bit of age regression, practicing instant inductions, so that by the time you leave here to begin your practice, you've at least built some skills by actually doing them. So it's definitely a great, great process and a great couple of weeks. And we had students here just last week.
That's right. And it's so fun to watch them on the first day. You know, they're kind of, part of them said, oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to learn how to hypnotize people and help people using hypnosis. And another part of their brain is going, I don't know if I really believe in hypnosis. So we really, you cannot be successful in this profession unless you are a confident and competent hypnotist. And Brenda, was that like watching them go from like, ah, to, yeah, I can do this?
Oh my gosh, it actually was amazing, because, you know, that first day they're all kind of, you know, not really sure what's going to happen, and they've seen you on the podcast, some of them had seen me on the podcast, and different avenues that they had come to learn about coming to this center. And so they were kind of bright-eyed, but also thinking, oh my gosh, you know, how am I going to be, remember one person said, how am I possibly going to be able to stay awake and have that energy? And I just said, oh, trust me, there's so much going on, and it's all so interesting that you will not be sleepy, you won't be tired, you'll just be engaged the entire time. And watching them each day that I would come, just to see their faces would change, even because as they were doing their self-hypnosis, they would start releasing some of their own, you know, personal issues and things like that that may have been holding them back, and their faces would become brighter and happier and more excited about just, I mean, so many times they'd say, I just can't wait to get out and really help people because this is such amazing information that I'm learning. So by the time we had graduation lunch on Friday, everybody was so relaxed. They were ready to go. They were very proud of themselves for the 2 weeks that they had experienced, but they were also very enthusiastic. And I've already seen a couple of people on our Yahoo group saying they've got clients coming in, they saw clients, they're getting their business ready to go for January 1st or what have you. So people are out there making their dreams come true, getting their businesses started. And it's very exciting to be part of that process.
Actually going right out of class and the very next week seeing clients. Isn't that true?
Yes. I think somebody, you know, said that they saw someone either Monday or Tuesday of this week. I mean, just boom, immediately. So very pleased to see that.
And you know what that's like too.
I do, actually. We do talk about that during the training, that, you know, how quickly I started. And so I kind of set that up as, you know what, here you are, you're ready to start your business, let's do it, you know. And I try to, you know, give support or just, you know, encouragement through the way, so that they know, okay, next week when you leave here, what are you going to do? What, you know, let's get you started. Let's get you ready to get that practice going and start working.
You know, when the true or false, they were doing instant inductions.
I believe I didn't see it, but my understanding is that by the last day, my understanding is that they were, yes.
Actually, the second to the last day, they're putting people in deep hypnosis in about 4 seconds.
Excellent. Yes, I did hear that you were having them do that in class. So I had heard that you were definitely really pushing that. And I'm glad because, you know what, I do the 8-word induction with most of my sessions. So
well, we did it in your class, right?
What's that?
We did it in your class. You were doing the 8-word induction in your class.
We did do it in my class. We'd all been ready to go, and we did do a bit of that work in my class as well, yes. And I started it. You know, I basically, you know, once I started my practice, I said, well, I like this 8-word induction. I don't have to spend as long on the other ones, and I do it on most of my sessions as well.
So true or false, they were doing age regression in class?
Oh, they were doing age regression. Actually, that is some of my favorite days when I'm here doing observation is watching people as they are recapturing some of those memories, revivifying their first bike ride without training wheels, or fishing with dad as a child, and just the smiles on their faces. And I really saw this with this class especially, that they had a shift in their own thinking and gratitude about their lives and their own personal history just from doing practice age regression to a happy time in their life. It was really inspiring to be a part of and to watch and see them go through that.
So one of the themes of this first video, and so you can kind of wrap it up with this, this first part of this video is about getting started. What do you think is some of the most important things in getting started as far as, like, you know, you need a coursework that does what so that you can get started right away with confidence and competence and, you know, what you did?
Wow. Well, I definitely think actually for me especially, having that system in place that I could, it was tried and true. By the time, you know, I learned 5-PATH, I knew, you know, that Cal had worked that system through, you know, many, many years, as always revising the system even, and knowing that I was entering into that history of, you know, group of people who had successfully utilized that system, I already had a little bit of relief. And quite frankly, having had so much practice and experience and drills going through class, it made a huge difference for me. It made me much more confident to begin working. And even things like, you know, there's different products that are available to accentuate the training that we go through, because there's just not enough time to cover everything. So between the podcast and our training manuals and then some things that I purchased as well that I just began, oh my gosh, there wasn't enough hours in the day for me to review everything to get ready. But just knowing, you know, that I had, like, even the business packs, I had my forms ready to go from, you know, right out of the gate from my training, or having Maureen comes in and talks during the training about taking phone calls and assessing clients and booking clients, and that element of the training is so important. And actually there's even more than she gets to talk about that's available in the business pack, specifically because you've got to be ready to not just do hypnosis when you leave, but you've got to be ready to run a business. You've got to be ready to receive those phone calls in an appropriate way, in a way that's going to engage the caller, to be ready to come and see you. All of those things that just make coming here a very valuable training process that really, you know, like I said, I came out ready to go, ready to start my business, and I've definitely feel that I've taken part in inspiring a lot of the other graduates who've come through and said, look, I did it, so can you. You just need to, you know, do it. Is basically the attitude that I've brought every time with all of the classes over the last year.
So now you're getting to the point that I really want to spend a couple minutes on, and that is, you know, everybody in class has the same materials, both which they got in class and the additional training materials, but there's a difference in mindset between those who get started right away and those who wait a long time, and then they have to kind of pump themselves up again, go through the materials again, or whatever. And I think that getting started right away, while you still have all that information fresh in your mind, is important. Tell us about your get started fast, gotta do it mindset?
Ooh, well, for me personally, there was no option. This was going to be my job. It was, you know, I was on unemployment. I did not have another job, and I said, okay. I was done with that, and I said, okay, I have to do this. I don't have another choice. For some other people, they still have other jobs, and they're figuring out what they're going to do next. I think for me, I would definitely recommend people really carry forward that inspiration, that excitement, you know, because what can happen is you're here for 2 weeks, you're doing your training, then you go home, and you got to catch up on family, you've got to catch up on, you know, email, friends, maybe the job that you took a break from for 2 weeks to come and do your training, and you literally just have to put it into your mind. Much like with our clients, is when our clients come to see us and we say, okay, now how are you going to put this, put your sessions into use right away? I think challenging the students also, and I actually did do this a little bit on the last day. Okay, I'd go up to people and say, okay, what are you going to do Monday? What's your first step, you know, because rather than me telling them what I did, because everybody has a different experience, trying to kind of engage people in asking the question, okay, what's your plan? What are you going to do Monday? Where are you going to start? And have them take some ownership and keep them excited so that they will follow through. How about that, Cal?
Well, I think that's really great. And so we only got a couple more minutes in this video, and I'm going to say just a couple more things and then we'll wrap it up, okay?
Great.
Hey, so one of the things you could do is you could put together a getting started checklist. I mean, I could make up a getting started checklist for you, but, you know, everybody's got to put their own getting started checklist together. So that just get organized. You think, well, I've got to figure out where I'm going to be doing this at. Is it going to be in my home office or be another office? And then underneath that, you know, get a place to actually do the work. And then you've got to decide, okay, do I need to start looking for property for rental or lease, and do I have to furnish it, or do I, if I'm doing it on in an office in my home, what do I have to do to prepare my home? And then what's the next thing? Does my city need, do I need a business license? Do I need insurance? And just make up this list of things you need to do. And then just methodically every day, look at that list and do your best to check something off that day. And then also, I talk about this many, many times, accountability partner. Now, I had a built-in accountability partner. That was my wife, Maureen. I told her, this is what I'm going to do, and then she'd check in on, how's it going with getting that done, and so on and so forth. And that's what an accountability partner is, not the boss of you, okay? The accountability partner is just someone you say, you know, I'm going to have this done by this date, this done by this date, this done by this date. I've got to find out about this thing and this thing and this thing. And then once a week, minimum, you check in with them, and they just say, well, how are you progressing on this, 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 and this? And there's something about the human psyche. When we tell somebody we're going to do something and we see them again, we want to be able to tell them that we've done it. So they're not your boss. What they are is just someone that can ask you, how have you been doing on this? And if it's another hypnotist, you can have a double whammy here. And that is, you can be each other's accountability partners, and what you can do is you can share what you learned as you were checking everything off the list. So they could say, you know, how have you been progressing on this, and what have you learned? And you can do that for each other, and it could be a tremendously powerful thing. And then finally, I talk about this also from time to time, and that is gold in, gold out. And that comes from the old computer science, garbage in, garbage out. What that means, if you put garbage data into the computer, no matter how good the computer is, it's not going to be able to give you good data out. And the human mind is often thought of as being like a computer. And so what happens is there's all this garbage being projected at us. It could be political stuff, it could be news stuff, it could be entertainment stuff, and people complaining, and all these different things. It's just garbage, garbage, garbage with regard to your business success, right? And so you want to be signed up for like these podcasts so that you get notified. You become a VIP member. Every week we're going to let you know that we got a new podcast out. Go get training materials and say, I'm going to go through these things, like the Bolsom CDs, 40 different audio programs, and you listen to them every week, and it keeps the positive coming in so that you can put the positive out. Gold in, gold out. Okay, Brenda, that's a wrap on that one. You want to wrap it up?
Excellent. Yes. And speaking of gold, I want to add that going out to events like Solid Gold and the NGH convention are huge ways to keep you inspired, keep you motivated, and keep you on track. Because going and seeing other hypnotists that couple of times a year, it's like, you know, having an accountability partner as well. So I just kind of wanted to add that when Cal was talking about the gold imagery as well. So there's lots of things you can do, but it's so important, everybody. I know that people are thinking about coming to training or people who've just finished training. It's up to you to keep inspired, keep motivated, participate in your future because you make your future. It's up to you. You can also help other people, your clients, create their futures, and it's an amazing field to be in. You just got to do it, and so I just kind of wanted to throw in that little, yay you can do it, as my final goodbye for today. So thank you all for joining us today. I am Brenda Titus, and I can be found at brenda@ochypnotherapy.com, and I'm also on Facebook under OC Hypnotherapy or Healing Path Hypnosis, and we always look forward to your questions. Leave your comments or your questions, especially down below under the video, and we look forward to responding to those comments or questions as the days progress. So take care, and thank you very much. I'll see you guys all next week.
All right, thank you, Brenda, and I just want to thank you for mentioning Solid Gold. I had on my list, I skipped over it. I've got that information, the NGH Solid Gold Weekend, Las Vegas, February 15th through the 16th, 2014. Be there. I'm going to be there. Come by and say hello to myself, and we'll chat. Let's do great things together. Okay, Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.